and WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The suspect in the University of North Carolina deadly shooting yesterday appeared in court.
Held without bond, that's the outcome of the first court appearance for UNC Chapel Hill shooting suspect Taylay Chi, a graduate student at the school who needed a Chinese interpreter for the proceedings. He's charged with first-degree murder and possession of a weapon on educational property, accused of opening fire on campus and allegedly killing Ziji Yan, an associate professor in the College of Arts and Sciences. No motive or relationship between suspect and victim revealed yet, but the FBI is investigating. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
President Biden announced the first 10 drugs under the Medicare price negotiation plan. It includes drugs like Eliquis, used to treat and prevent blood clots. The president says it will lead to lower prescription prices for Americans, but how much is still unknown. And Hurricane Idalia is gaining strength with each hour as it targets Florida's west coast. It's expected to make landfall tomorrow morning. This is ABC News. The FBI in Los Angeles says it has taken down the premier tool used to carry out cyber attacks.
It's been responsible for about 40% of ransomware attacks around the world, often on banks and schools locked out of their computers for money. Now the FBI says it has gained access to the servers of that tool called QuackBot and imploded the network. Servers inaccessible to criminal gangs who use them in what was called Operation Duck Hunt. U.S. Attorney Martine Estrada.
QuackBot has been the botnet of choice for cyber gangs throughout the world.
The malware is on victim computers around the globe, usually without them knowing. The FBI is now making that code so it can no longer be harmful. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
India's Space Research Organization today confirmed its lunar rover has changed course to avoid a crater blocking its path. India landed the probe near the moon's south pole last week. It is searching for signs of water that could be used to support manned moon missions. Rena Roy, ABC News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's back to school time, but before we ring the bell for class, how about this subject? The first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created America's first kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown, about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown Museum. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bach.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I'm loud and sexy. I got to turn it down a little bit. How you doing, Dominic? Here with me in the Mad Radio WMDX studios, Madison, Wisconsin. It's always good to have you in my neighborhood.
Yeah, Crudy, great to be here. Love. Coming to Madison. Nate, working hard on the board. Thank you for your work today, my man. Our fair audience, happy Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, Crudy.
Happy Tuesday back at you. Do we wish Happy Tuesday?
I know you normally have like a smart ass name for the show. Is there something for today that you'd like to, you know, kind of generalize this fantastic audio product?
How about the Don't Tread on Me Tuesday?
Oh, man.
We might get there. We might talk about the Gadsden flag. There's some news afoot. And Jared Polis, who's the governor of the state of Colorado, is sort of waded into this issue. So we'll see if you want to wait in us. But let's stay close to home, Dom. You know, we live in the great state of Wisconsin. Let's lead there. And there's a big contentious brouhaha, and we're on the Wolf watch. Megan Wolf is on the hot seat today, and they're meeting at the Capitol. That's like a block away from us. And they're looking to take her out. The Senate Republicans, Dom. She hasn't even been nominated. But they're going to take up her nomination anyways.
We did the Matthew radio yesterday, right?
We did the Matthew radio. Right. And they have decided 4 is not necessary. So 3 equals 4. Carry the 2.
Divide by 6.
Drag Megan Wolf to a hearing setting, which he has been advised by Josh Call, the Attorney General of the state of Wisconsin, not to go to. So today, we are watching, we are observing. It's been on WSI, some of this. And we've got a little bit of the sound. And I think we should play it for the audience, Dom. Now, first and foremost, I'm not clear that we have a resolution. Has anything changed today on the status of what? The Wisconsin, what is her official title? I keep being ham-handed with the title, Dom. What is Megan Wolf's
She's title? Described as the leader of the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Well, I'm described as the leader of the Devil's Advocates. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
I mean, come on. What's your title? It's got to have a formal title. What's the title on her door? That's what I would ask. If you know, 844. I guess we'll never know.
Well, we can look these things up. We can find out. We can find out.
89. It's worth the Google. So we'll pin down her title, but it could soon be unemployed. That's the hope, right? That's what the Senate Republicans have in mind. So a little of the coverage and then, you know, some of the sound from today's big hearing.
The WEC Administrator, Crudy. Megan Wolf, Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator.
Well, it sounds better when we know the title. A Senate committee hearing today on the future of the Wisconsin Election Commission leader or administrator. She's got a title. Megan Wolf's job quickly turned away from the legality of the process and towards false claims of voter fraud in an election held nearly 3 years ago. Let's relitigate.
Let's just rehash. Let's talk about it some more.
The confirmation hearing came after Attorney General Josh Call and the nonpartisan Legislative Council issued memos saying Wolf's confirmation is not properly before the committee. But Senate Republicans decided to take up the question of reappointing Wolf despite the lack of a vote by the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission to reappoint her. And local clerks who support Wolf, conservative activists who falsely believe the former President Donald Trump won the 2020 election, and wait for it, Dom, and former corrupted state Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman testified at the hearing Tuesday. Of course he did.
Testify, Gableman.
Wasn't he accused of treating her in a misogynistic fashion in a prior court hearing?
Yeah, I believe the man who appointed Gableman for his special investigation, Voss, described him as an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin. But no, let's bring him in and hear what he has to say about the, what, non-issue, but let's rehash the 2020 election.
Dom, Wolf was not at the hearing. Wolf announced last week she would not attend, citing Josh Call's legal opinion. Now, Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer at Beloit, and Spreitzer's got a little history with old man Gableman as well, the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
And the corrupted, special sauce counselor. Anyways, Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit attempted to stop the committee from taking up Wolf's confirmation, citing a Monday memo from the Wisconsin Legislative Council that stated an appointment or reappointment requires 4 votes of the elections commissioners under state law. That's the mathiness, Dom. A threshold Wolf has not reached because of the procedural maneuvers made by the commission's Democratic members in an effort to keep her in the role. This committee cannot take up a nomination that has not been made, Spreitzer said.
Oh, hell yeah, you can't. Crudy, Republican members of the committee voted to move forward. Senator Dan Canodal, that's my senator, chairman of the Committee on Shared Revenue, Elections, and Consumer Protection.
I'm sorry to laugh at you because he's really acting as an embarrassment to all Wisconsinites in this role.
He does. Embarrass everybody. Canodal, said he received the attorney's opinions, and they're just that, Crudy, opinions. We will move forward with this public hearing. I will not abdicate my authority or the Senate's authority in this process. Even though she has not been up for nomination, they're going to take her up anyway?
He's going to ignore the opinion of the Wisconsin Legislative Council. And let's not forget, that's effectively what we also learned on yesterday's show about the John Eastman, right? The disbarment thing, the Jennifer Rubin column over at the Washington Post, where they disseminated and destroyed the legal defense that these lawyers might make, that somehow this is defensible. Well, just because you got a bad lawyer's opinion doesn't make it a defensible position. But that seemingly is the position of your senator, Dan Canodal.
Republican state senators passed a resolution in June to launch confirmation hearings for Wolf, even though she's not been nominated for a new term. State law requires 2/3 of the 6-member commission to nominate an administrator for a new term. but Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu has argued the commission's vote of three Republican members voting in favor of reappointing Wolf and three Democratic members abstaining from voting at all qualifies as a two-thirds vote.
You know what that precedent is? Good enough for government work.
The committee has to vote in an executive session on Wolf's confirmation before it would reach the full Senate. LeMahieu did not respond to questions Tuesday about the attorney's memo and when the Senate would take up her confirmation. Spreitzer predicted Wolf's appointment would end up in court in the lead-up to the 2024 presidential election, resulting in confusion for clerks. Of course, they love that. A Rock County clerk, Lisa Tollefson, said clerks need one source for guidance on administering elections and said Wolf is respected nationwide as an election official. A quote, considering what happened after the 2020 elections and since, we are in a world of crazy for next year.
And it was still happening. The world of crazy. It's happening in real time at that Capitol today.
Right up the street, Crudy. And what are they doing? They're rehashing all the old lies.
Now, we've got Ann Jacobson. She is one of the Democratic members of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. And she does the math and she tells them their math is wrong. Play it for the people, Nate, if you would. Cut number one, Ann Jacobs.
A majority of the members of the commission. Mr. Davis is completely incorrect. It is not a majority of the persons voting. And we know that because in a different statute, it specifies that the majority of the persons voting may remove an administrator, but not an appointment.
So that, again, was Ann Jacobs. As part of her testimony earlier today, a Wisconsin elections commissioner, a Democratic appointee, more from Jacobs. There is no vacancy, so there is no vote. Cut two.
Now, in this case, there isn't a vacancy. And if there isn't a vacancy, there is nothing to vote on because the statute as written says we only vote if a vacancy occurs.
Now, a little more support for Wolf from Lisa Tollefson, the aforementioned from the Wisconsin State, the Journal Sentinel. Cut number four out of order here, Nate. Follow, play four for the people, please.
We were able to get supplies, National Guard. I actually sent out glass bottles of hand sanitizer out to the polls in April, where you peeled back the label and said just vodka underneath. She made sure we got the supplies we needed when they were being swiped off store shelves to make sure everything happened.
That was Wolf's actions as the administrator of the Wisconsin Elections Commission being described. One more from Dom's girl, Janelle Branch, and she headed up the Assembly Elections Commission. This from the denial of the election outcome side of the testimony. Cut number three, please.
I think it was something that undercuts our ability to go forward as Republicans and Democrats to have faith in the system.
The only thing that undercuts our ability to go forward are people like Janelle Branchon. And let's not forget, she has been tossed asunder by Robin Voss. Gableman gave testimony today, the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, the embarrassment to the state. Oh, yes, the special prosecutor appointed by Janelle Branchon and Robin Voss, described as an embarrassment.
So let's give them a voice. Let's have them testify at the committee for a hearing for a position that's not even open to be filled because it is not empty.
Where is right-wing talk radio host Dan O'Donnell when you need him? Let's not forget he was the only invited person that gave testimony at sworn assembly committee, election committee hearings at the Wisconsin State Capitol. They're not really looking for the truth so much.
These Republicans are so bad at governance. Like this is what they consider governance. There's not even anything to do here. This is a non-issue, a position not to be filled. It is still occupied. She's still there. She's not up for appointment, but they take it up anyway. If you're going to do that, why don't you focus on something like, I don't know, gun safety?
It will be before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, no time at all, which means it's time to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday. We lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level out for around 49 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 74. Lows level off around 51 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Bright sunshine expected Thursday with daytime highs approaching 78. 85 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now 77.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. Because freedom.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Always welcome to join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Crudy, the Journal Sentinel article here by Hope Carnop. Senate hearing on election chief Wolf's future becomes a rerun of claims about the 2020 vote. I want to get some a little bit more of this out there for your sake, for the audience's sake.
It was rigged!
So we can, you know, understand how Republicans actually govern. Lawmakers began Tuesday's hearing with testimony from the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau about the review of the 2020 election completed nearly 2 years ago at the request of Republicans. Republicans did not ask questions of state auditors who made several recommendations for the commission, including adopting formal rules on the use of absentee ballot drop boxes. So the Legislative Audit Bureau, this is the legislature's audit arm. They did a report. The Republicans today, no questions, no issues, nothing to say to them. But they sure love the jeering from the wackadoodle crowd.
You got any question, yeah or no?
Yeah or no. Spreitzer, the aforementioned, noted Wolf sent a letter to the committee Monday in which she said commissioners have voted to implement most of the recommendations contained in the Audit Bureau review, noting she does not have a vote as an administrator. The audit was one of two reviews, Crudy, in the 2020 election ordered by Republican lawmakers. The other, led by former state Supreme Court Justice
corrupted
Michael Gableman, taxpayer-funded review did not find evidence the election was incorrectly called.
But he had a gut feeling something.
Something's
not
right.
Did he strongly recommend the overturning of the 2020
election? Though he found no proof, no evidence, no nothing, but his guy lost, so, and he got paid lots of money. His review, originally set to cost taxpayers $676,000, ballooned to a price tag of more than $2 million.
Good work if you can get it, and as a corrupted former state Supreme Court justice.
If he were in Wolf's position, Gibbleman said, quote, wild horses couldn't keep me from coming here and telling you all about all the good things that I've been doing to promote and protect the accuracy and transparency of elections in Wisconsin.
The disingenuous, corrupted former Supreme wild horses couldn't keep what are you, a Rolling Stones tune, man?
Well, we're not gonna sing it. Gableman claimed, quote, a majority of people in Wisconsin have doubts about the honesty of our elections in the state. In a Marquette Law School poll conducted after the release of the nonpartisan audit, half respondents said they did not know enough about the report, including 54% of Republicans. Under a third of Republicans said it raised doubts about the election. But they didn't read it. They just feel that way. Conservative activists who have sought to uncover election fraud themselves, including former Menominee Falls Village President Jefferson Davis, Peter Berninger, and Harry Waite, assembled at the hearing to oppose Wolf. Berninger, a convicted felon whom Wisconsin Capitol Police are investigating for possible stalking behavior toward Wolf on Tuesday, called for her arrest.
That way he would know where to find her.
The audience, largely consisting of those who falsely believe the 2020 election was stolen, laughed and clapped in support of Gableman's testimony and jeered Jacobs when she said the 2020 was an outstanding, accurate, well-run election. As the article concludes, election fraud is exceedingly rare in Wisconsin, and President Joe Biden's victory in the state was confirmed by multiple recounts and reviews. And let's remind everybody, especially Republicans, when they did the recount in Milwaukee County, Biden got more votes.
But that's not what Trump said as recently as last Wednesday night.
Well, people can say things, but doesn't it matter? I mean, does the credibility of the person saying it? I mean, these things matter. They used to matter. You know, like talk about the BS meter. Anyone could say anything, but you got to have some credibility on the topic. And Berninger, Jefferson Davis, Harry Waite. Isn't Harry Waite the guy that sent out the ballots? Yeah, he
might be.
He is.
And what about Janelle Branch? And wasn't she stripped of her committee gavel?
By Robin Voss.
By Robin Voss.
Yes.
And didn't they charge the mound? Because he wasn't sufficiently trying
enough
to overturn the 2020 election.
They both showed up and talked and supported who is the gubernatorial candidate that we had to go see that crap show in Waukesha?
Tim Michaels, of course.
Right, man. Janelle Branchon was there, right?
Well, they endorsed, and they both endorsed Adam Steen.
Voss's primary opponent. Yeah.
As did I.
So
I and Gableman have that in common. Gableman had mischief afoot. We were trying to get Adam Steen to take Voss out in the primary.
Gableman gets embarrassed. He's called an embarrassment by Robin Voss, the guy that hired him and spent $2 million to jump
counting.
From one foot to the other. Janelle Branchon, stripped of her committee leadership because, of course, she went after Robin Voss. And these are the folks. And then the audience. Jefferson Davis, Peter Berninger, Harry Waite, man. Consider the source. Consider the audience, man. This is if you want to get all the cuckoos in a room at one point, man, this was that party.
You know what? In light of the fact Republicans do not have an opponent for Tammy Baldwin, I would like to put a candidate out for your consideration.
Gableman or
Janelle Branchon.
either one would be a fine addition to the Republican party to come up and challenge.
I think at least in regards to Janelle Branchon, I think that she is a true believer, which I think is perhaps the saddest case of all. You know what I mean? If you believe, despite all the evidence that's been presented, because I see the opportunist in Michael Gableman, right? Gableman doesn't believe it. Gableman's just willing to sell it because he's corrupted at his soul. My opinion.
It's hard to say. I would say this. I don't believe Voss believes it.
Like, oh, hell no.
Voss was just, making the political calculation and doing what Trump wanted him to do and trying to, placate everyone.
A little triangulation.
Which got him elected by like 200 votes. And he
280 votes.
Barely beat the primary. So that's Gableman. That's Voss. But Gableman, he might be a true believer. But does it even matter? I'm not sure it even matters. Either you're a true believer and you have terrible judgment, or you're part of the conspiracy and you have no reason to be anywhere near the halls of power and no credibility on the topic.
Come on, man. The guy went to 2 Michael Lindell cyber symposiums yeah. at taxpayer expense. If Gableman's not the expert, who is?
Janelle Branchon, because she went on, I think, Christina Bopp's nonprofit.
That's privately funded. I'm okay with that. Come back, more Devils. Always privately funded. Doing the werewolves of London.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The suspect in the University of North Carolina deadly shooting yesterday appeared in court.
Held without bond, that's the outcome of the first court appearance for UNC Chapel Hill shooting suspect Taylay Chi, a graduate student at the school who needed a Chinese interpreter for the proceedings. He's charged with first-degree murder and possession of a weapon on educational property, accused of opening fire on campus and allegedly killing Ziji Yan, an associate professor in the College of Arts and Sciences. No motive or relationship between suspect and victim revealed yet, but the FBI is investigating. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
President Biden announced the first 10 drugs under the Medicare price negotiation plan. It includes drugs like Eliquis, used to treat and prevent blood clots. The president says it will lead to lower prescription prices for Americans, but how much is still unknown. And Hurricane Idalia is gaining strength with each hour as it targets Florida's west coast. It's expected to make landfall tomorrow morning. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans have proposed a nearly $3 billion tax cut targeting the middle class, using the state's projected $4 billion budget surplus to pay for it. The tax cut would lower Wisconsin's third income tax bracket from 5.3% to 4.4% and exclude the first $150,000 of a couple's retirement income from taxes. Last month, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a similar proposal, and it is unclear if he'll do the same with this proposal. Last week, a new Wisconsin-based video game studio launched with a mission of tapping into the talent pool of the Midwest, a typically underserved region in the tech industry. The studio, Midwest Games, intends to expand opportunities for developers from the Midwest and has already done so in Cincinnati, Ohio. The studio was launched with support from Titletown Tech, a Green Bay venture capital firm. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Don't want to be an American idiot. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Tuesday edition. Got Dom here with me in the WMDX Mad Radio Studios. Solidarity Realty Studios. Shout out to Darcy and the team. Dom, America and Americans are a little worried about small d democracy. And we got some new polling.
Really? You think so? I mean, what do you think? Like Trump supporters ransacking the Capitol? I think that would make some people concerned. And other people, you know, believing the lies that are fed to them by hucksters like Donald Trump. I'm a little concerned about American democracy myself.
Dominic, over 80% of voters say they are worried about the state of democracy in the United States, according to a new bipartisan Policy Center Morning Consult poll. 82% of voters, that's more than 80, said they're worried about democracy in the U.S., including 40% who said they're very worried. Dom, are you ever very worried about anything ever? Have you ever been very worried in your life?
I try not to worry about the things that I cannot control, Crudy.
What about, like, tornadic weather systems?
Nope. Big not gonna super nuke, not gonna cells. Nuke the little... hurricanes. Not gonna happen. Not on my watch.
The concern is evident amongst Republicans and Democrats, with 84% of voters in each party saying they are concerned about the state of democracy in the country.
Yeah, but for entirely different reasons, man. You know what I mean?
I just lay the facts out there. You digest them. You being the audience, Dom, not you per se. However, the poll shows that 59% of Americans do not have confidence in political parties to reach across the aisle and pass bipartisan solutions. Why would that be? You know, because actually, Joe Biden has had a little track record of success. Of course, no one ever talks about that on Fox News. So Republicans have no idea that, you know, this what, IRA deal that Joe Biden just came to brag about?
Inflation Reduction Act, yes.
Which is really a green energy deal in some way, shape, or form, a manufacturing and industrial investment deal.
That many Republicans didn't vote for, but will be happy to cash those checks.
But some
Republicans town.
Did sign off on some.
It was bipartisan.
Bipartisan some degree, infrastructure yes. deals. Anyways, Dom, nobody talks about that. I mean, Biden a little bit talks more about the ones that didn't support that will try to take credit. But here's the point. Things are getting done out there. Just nobody's talking about it, except the devil's advocates occasionally. Dominic, 62% of Republicans lack confidence compared to 50% of Democrats.
Lack confidence in what?
The ability to reach any sort of bipartisan solutions. What's the last bipartisan solution to anything, man? The world's about to burn up out there. Republicans are going to call it a hoax. It's 100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said, like, one of the first things he said is, global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax. It's a hoax, Crudy.
And if I recall, Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question. And everybody else said, yeah, let's not. Because it will expose us as climate change denialists. Which I think puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. The young people care about the future of this world, Dom. Little shocker. You know, some of the earlier generations, less so. Well,
actuarial tables are what they are, Michael.
Dominic, the findings come as Congress prepares to come back from recess. Oh, taking a summer off, well-deserved, as a potential government shutdown looms. They're coming back to break it, Dom. Lawmakers will need to pass a federal budget by September 30th. If lawmakers cannot agree to pass 11 out of 12 spending bills, the government will shut down. In a client report on Sunday, Goldman Sachs warns that it now views a government shutdown later this year as more likely than not. That's what Wall Street's saying, folks, because of the differences over spending issues and potential complications from various, let's call them political issues, Dom. On top of that, House Republicans are openly mulling an impeachment inquiry into President Biden, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy said on Sunday that an impeachment inquiry into the president was a natural step forward.
Of course it is.
Of course it is. 844-967-2789. Let me fix this. Now I got to bring up the callers.
I got it. Let's get to it. 844-967-2789. Welcome, Beth.
From Northern Indiana. Welcome, Beth.
Hi, guys. Good to talk to you again. I just had a really quick little factoid to make your first news story of the day even more rich, so to speak. You say there's a Republican official in Wisconsin whose name is Jefferson Davis?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you recall from history who that is? That means he's named after the Jefferson Davis, the president of the Southern Confederacy.
Wasn't
he's a couple generations of crazy.
Remember Boss Hogg? Wasn't he Jefferson Davis Hogg?
Was he? I don't know.
Probably so. You notice that when I lived down in Tennessee for about a year and a half, a long time ago, and it's hilarious how they're all like, oh no, we're against racism. And then you go around to these different subdivisions and you have like Nathan Bedford Forest Drive and, you know, all these different drives and streets named after the very worst of the racist Confederates. So anyway, just thought I'd point that out. I guess he's a couple generations crazy.
J.D. Hogg, I strongly suspect. Oh yeah.
Yep.
Jefferson Davis, J.D. Hogg, also known as Boss Hogg. You know, I wonder if Boss Voss's friends call him JD for short.
Might as well.
Beth, appreciate you listening. Any other thoughts?
I think I'm okay for today, except for I'm glad to see all these indictments, and I hope they televise that federal trial.
As do we, Beth. We will play along if they do. Thanks for listening and playing along today. You can always play along, 844-967-2789. There's our pal Mark from the SAC. Welcome back, Mark. What do you got for us?
Thanks, guys. And apparently, the Republicans failed math when they were in grade school, where they couldn't.
I can't hold that against them.
But you would have been able to answer that one. I mean, that I'm sure you would have been able to answer. But these guys, that what does statute actually say? You shouldn't need your lawyers to tell you that. If statute says, you know, two-thirds, it means two-thirds. And they shouldn't need a, you know, that they...
Well, that's when you hire private counsel, Mark. When the Wisconsin Legislative Council says you're outside the law, well, you got to find a different counsel that says, change the law.
A different opinion.
But you're supposed to...
I know it's circular logic. It's hard to argue with, Mark.
I just can't, you know, and Josh Call, get off your ass and prosecute, you know, to go after Robin Voss and all his fellow co-conspirators on this, because it's not just the law that says it. It's also in...
Well, for clarity's sake, though, what has Voss's involvement been other than to, you know, help instill mistrust in the electoral cycle by giving an elections committee gavelship to Janelle Branchen and hiring a special sauce prosecutor and corrupted former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, but direct acts of criminality, I'm less clear that I can name any of Voss, although he was hanging out with that guy that, you know, took him on a lot of far-flung trips.
The Ohio guy?
Yeah.
State of Ohio.
But my point would be is if he was aware that the fake electors thing was going on, it was his duty, his sworn constitutional duty to denounce it. Call it that this is going on, this should not be happening, because that once our Supreme Court made their decision to that nope, Joe Biden won the election, anything else other than our certified electors casting their votes was what was supposed to happen. Because unless he did that, he violated his oath to support and protect, you know, defend and protect the Constitution of not only the United States and also of the state of Wisconsin.
Mark, you make excellent points. They fall on deaf ears in Robin Voss. It's not like he's stepping down. It's not like he's confessing. You know, he's exercising power, Mark.
What a quaint notion that he's Republicans flexing. Caring about the oath.
You know, I was trying to scribble down a few of the miscarriages of small-d democracy here by the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, setting aside the whole Walker stuff, just since he lost... Well, what was the first official act when Scott Walker lost?
The lame duck. They stripped powers from the incoming governor while they
could. And the attorney general.
While they could.
And Scott Walker signed it on his way out of office. So he was a complicit co-conspirator in, you know, stripping small-d democracy.
Well, but they were just getting started down. With what? The outgoing governor, the governor who was fired by the state of Wisconsin to change the rules.
He wasn't fired. That was all about marijuana policy. And those stoners voted against me.
To change the rules under which he himself governed. I mean, I think if anything, Curdy, this shows It's not just an election here or there. It's a constant pressure. It's like the sun, right? It's exploding, but the gravity is keeping it in. It's always under pressure.
You mean like the lease change maps adopted by the Wisconsin Supreme Court by the, you know, conservative majority at that time? And then, of course, there was the, what do they call it when a tenant won't move out despite the end of their lease? The Fred Preen situation.
Squatting.
Yeah, squatter Fred Preen at the DNR board because he wouldn't leave, right? And he actually collaborated with legislative leaders, and they passed a precedent saying, you know what? We're down with this. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, again, under a conservative majority, is down.
But this is the same precedent that Megan Wolf now allows her to stay.
Slow down. We got to change things. Yeah, right. We got to do a 180 right now in regards to Megan Wolf. We don't like her staying on beyond the term of her appointment.
Like Preen did.
Wait,
what?
You think hypocrisy is going to stop them?
Only matters if you have any shame. 844-967-2789. No shame here.
I'm not clear they do.
Hey, Dick, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
They have party leaders named after Jefferson Davis to this day.
Hey, Dick.
Sorry, Dick.
Well, no problem. You said something earlier about, well, you know, if you're watching Fox, you're never going to get, if you're watching any news, you're not going to get this. I watch MSNBC. Okay, I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. And no wonder Biden can get no traction. The first full hour of Morning Joe was Trump, 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 more Trump, and more about the trials, and all these talking head attorneys talking about it. And all they're doing is giving you their idea of what may happen. It's pure speculation. And Dom can talk about this too, what we think's going to happen.
And we often do that.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do, yeah.
Right. And then down the line in the show a little while, finally, oh, they talk about Joe Biden's trying to do something with prescription drugs. That got about 5 minutes. That went away. Then something about the Ukraine war. And then right back to you-know-who. The media is playing into this. We don't need to cover that much. Any of this nonsense. It's purely speculation at this point exactly what's going to happen.
But, Dick, there are steps in history happening every single day. And the many legal travails of Donald Trump, it would be malfeasant not to cover it as the lead. History dictates it's the lead. Now, it can't be the entirety of the devoted coverage, I would hope, Dick. But, you know, that's up to somebody else's producer.
And it has been too often the case, though. I mean, it's like the old Dirty Laundry song, the bubblehead bleach blonde comes on at 5. You know, I don't need that 24.
No, Tom's not a blog.
I get it, Dick. But here's the thing. You know what? You know why they're doing it? Because people want to watch it. They're killing it in the ratings, man. People are sucking it up. No, I would take a little bit of exception. This is a little bit different than you know, the major networks showing the empty podium waiting for the Donald to come out and do his shtick, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, before he got elected. So I do think there is a little bit of a difference. Yes, it can get to be too much, certainly. But, you know, Joe Biden making an effort to, you know, negotiate prices for a select amount of drugs. Important. Hope it goes well. Hope we save some money. Stick it to him. But, you know, the former president orchestrating a coup, the leader of the MAGA party and the guy in charge, the guy in the head by 40 or 50 points from all the other Republicans, you know, having 4 indictments and 91 federal charges and having things going on almost every single day. It's almost hard not to discuss it.
More Devil's Advocates Radio. Y'all come back now, you hear?
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes.
Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 47 tonight under mainly clear skies. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 73 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows around 51. Mainly sunny skies and calm Thursday with daytime highs approaching 78. 85 Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK 1260 AM. Right now, 78.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. And at 8, Stu Daniels on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you talk to us. 844-967-2789.
Wasn't Tom Wolpat from Moda, Wisconsin? One of those good old Duke boys?
One of them. One of them got a little grabby and weird towards the end, if I recall.
I think that was Bo Schneider.
I don't remember.
Blonde.
Hate to disparage. But yes, Jefferson Davis Hogg. We learned something today. Boss Hogg. Jefferson Davis.
I didn't learn that. I learned said that today. That.
The Menominee Falls Village president, also Jefferson Davis.
Is he named after the Confederate leader or the hero of the Dukes of Hazzard's villainry?
Which is worse?
About a horse apiece.
The Confederate leader, much worse. The other one is just a TV show.
The fact that the General Lee, they had a Confederate flag on that orange car.
Yeah, yeah.
And they played it on network television.
Yes, they did.
When I was a kid, man.
I couldn't wait to see the General Lee,
all
man.
All our buddies. I mean, it was only like three networks. I don't even think it was Fox then.
The UHF? There was something else besides that, though.
Well, maybe PBS, but nobody's watching that except for replays of Badger hockey or something. But Dukes of Hazzard, that was big time watching stuff. And nobody ever said to me when I was a kid, like, oh, you know, that's
racist as hell.
kind of.
No one said it to me either. And of course, as a kid, I'm like, yeah, I'm a rebel man. I'm still a rebel, Crudy. But the Confederate flag, not great.
Well, let's go Confederate flag adjacent. Let's talk about the Don't Tread on Me flag. Have you seen that flag? I know you have.
Yes, of course.
You have professed sort of libertarian instincts. When I met you, you were Mitt Romney on foreign policy. You're right there on September 11th. Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. The second September 11th. And, you know, you were always down for drugs. Yeah. And,
yes. Yes. Personal
and
freedom.
And sex workers.
I am down for personal freedom. Absolutely. So, still am.
As, you know, perhaps a Bernie-cred, I would say you've always been a little left of me on a few of these social policies, certainly in the bedroom. But Dom, the Gadsden flag, the Don't Tread on Me flag, they used to have it at the Wisconsin State Capitol. I believe your buddy, Glenn Grothman, state senator, when we knew Glenn, had a Gadsden flag on the door of his Senate.
Oh,
office.
He did. Okay. All right.
He did. Yeah. And I suspect he's not the only one. He's just the one that I actually would stop by his office once in a blue moon, and he'd have the Gadsden flag on it, if I recall. It's been a while. My memory's usually
He's
pretty
a big
good.
Shot now. You know, he's a congressman.
I hear, Dom. But, you know, I go out in the state of Wisconsin, I go out in the more rural areas, Dom, and every so often, well, with some frequency, I still see the Trump flags. Trump 2024 now, of course. He won.
I know it. You know it.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. There's always the, you know, the F. Joe Biden flags. We see those out there.
Let's go, Brandon. See those a lot.
Rarely, but occasionally, a Confederate flag. But less ironically, I see the Gadsden flags out there around the state. Occasionally, you know, associated with this libertarianism, Dom. Well, I don't know if you know, but a kid was dragged out of a classroom and the Democratic governor of the state of Colorado has come out publicly and called the Gadsden flag a proud symbol of revolution in response to the viral video. And I would say, slow down. I would wonder what your opinion is. You know what? Just found out today. We got some Brewer tickets to give away for this Friday's game. The Philadelphia Phillies, I don't know if you've noticed them. Brewers winners of 9 straight. Oh. They are killing it in the NL Central.
They humbled the Cubs yesterday.
They did. They came out swinging early. 5 runs in the first 2 innings, like 4 in the first. Home run right out of the gate. First batter. So, Yelich. And that was his first home run in the month of August. What you been doing, Yelich? But the team is hot, and we got some tickets for Friday night's ballgame. Of course, this is Labor Day weekend, so we're going to give them away today on Tuesday. But I want to hear your takes on the Gadsden flag. You for or against, Dom? Let's start with your opinion, then I'll give you a little of the coverage from your favorite news source. You libertarian wannabe.
I tell you what,
going to the Foxy News Digital.
I wasn't aware of the history of it. And so as we were talking about it in prep, I'm like, well, let's see. My impression all was, okay, it was revolutionary. It was, you know, it was a
First Amendment.
Something like that, right?
Specifically in that a 12-year-old was thrown out of his classroom for having a patch of the Gadsden flag.
So would it have been
on his backpack?
Would it have been the same if it was perhaps the Confederate flag or the Nazi flag, right? I mean, so what levels are we talking about here? So let me just throw this out there. I looked it up. Here is from June 14th of this year from the Washington Post about the Gadsden flag. On April 18th of 1861, 6 days after the opening shots of the Civil War, the Philadelphia Inquirer described a great sensation in Boston. A strange craft appeared in the harbor, a merchant vessel from Georgia that flew a white flag having on it the emblem of a rattlesnake with the motto underneath, "Don't tread on me," and also below this, 15 stars representing the 15 slave states. The ship came from Savannah, where secessionists had embraced multiple variations of Christopher Gadsden's colonial flag after the election of Abraham Lincoln, eager to promote their cause as a second American Revolution. Stories about Savannah's political rallies and "Don't Tread on Me" flag had been reported in newspapers nationwide, so when a ship with a version of it appeared in Boston, again back in 1861, a large and angry crowd assembled. According to the Inquirer, as soon as the ship's captain saw the mob, he lowered the flag, hoisted the stars and stripes, at which point the rattlesnake was eagerly seized and trampled upon by the multitude and torn completely to tatters.
It was literally tread upon.
Literally was tread upon.
Don't tread on me! And that's,
like,
I mean...
It's like Trump, never surrender. So, no, and while, again, I love all never the pushing surrender. Back against the man and, you know, I'm a rebel and all those kinds of things. If the history is based in, you know, racist, misogynistic activity, no, I'm not for it, man. I think that's bad.
So you're anti-Bo and Luke Duke.
Kind of blame our parents, boomers, for all that. That was totally unnecessary.
They were also bootleggers, right? You know, they were running hoosh on the back.
Cousin Joe, from Michigan. It has this awesome 80s basement. It is glorious. It is the most amazing thing there. You've ever seen. And one of the pieces he has is
if he finds my vape pen, tell him I'm looking for it.
Is a original Dukes of Hazzard lunchbox.
Ooh.
You know, you see the crashes and the cars and the, you know, and you open it up and it's got the thermos and it's got the Confederate flag on the thermos. You know, so it was
not even
sensationalized,
Daisy.
Right? It was thrown out there to a bunch of kids who just ate it up. You know, come to find out, oh well, that's right, that's terrible, that's racist, that's not a good thing. So it's okay to recognize and adjust.
I believe Daisy Dukes have inspired a whole generation of rap artists, Tom.
Yeah.
And country artists. And really, men of all sorts. Come back with us, Catherine Bachman. What was her name precisely? I guess we'll never know. More Devil's Advocates Hour 2 coming up next.
It's back to school time, but before we ring the bell for class, how about this subject? The first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created America's first kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown, about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bach.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.